It's Greg Pogue, John Burton's show. John has gone over to do his News Channel 5 duties with the Titans practicing today, so John had to skip out a little bit earlier. Joined now by TSU football coach Eddie George. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Two games into the season, how you feeling about your team?
You know, despite the losses, I like our attitude. I like how we're approaching things. We knew that this was going to be a process where we have to be patient. I believe that if we continue to work the way that we have and continue to grow week to week, the wins will eventually come. Our thing is that our biggest opponent is ourselves, and we have to learn to compete every day and demand excellence from ourselves in terms of our preparation, how we practice, how we approach things, and how we're doing things in terms of execution. And I just believe that, you know, that will happen eventually. So it was a good week. A lot of lessons learned between the last 2 weeks that we can definitely grow from. I think the guys have responded really well. We had a good week of practice in terms of our energy, our paying attention to detail. And, hey, you get to go out there and give our best effort to a Kentucky State team that comes in with a lot of moxie and some unique challenges offensively and defensively. And we're going to have our hands full this weekend.
Have you thought any about what it's going to be like to run out of that tunnel leading your team onto the field where you and your Titans teammates had so much success?
Maybe for a moment. Then I have to lock in on the task at hand. Of course, it'll bring back memories for me. I feel comfortable in the stadium, so it's not anything unfamiliar for me personally. Now it's about settling in and being in a place where I played so many of my games as a player, now as a coach, just being comfortable in that environment.
Talk about the quarterback situation with Jeremy Hickbottom and Devion Bryant. Just how eventually would you like that to be? Do you want to keep rotating? You want one to step out there and be the guy? How does that play out?
No, I think it plays out with the guy that most effective in terms of playmaking ability. Of course, you never want to have a rotation of quarterbacks. If you don't have, you know, if you're rotating three quarterbacks or two quarterbacks, you don't have any. I think it's a matter of those guys getting reps again. They had to knock the rust off from being out of practice for quite some time. The last couple of weeks, they've gotten back into the flow of things, and that takes time. I mean, so, you know, whoever is the one that steps up and takes it will be that guy. Jeremy will be our starter, and he's going to be our starter until otherwise, you know, things don't go off the rails or if he's having some trouble, we may make a change there, but we can't continue to do that. You got to go through those painful moments and those learning lessons so they can grow from it. So Jeremy's going to be our guy, and we're going to ride with him throughout.
You know, you've got playmakers on the outside, Cam Weish, Vincent Perry, certainly Dayron Johnson, who's doing the returns, and I think is one of the top return guys in all of FBS so far. But Devion Bryant, I know how you and Coach, the offensive coordinator, Coach Jackson, want that to be, that play action, just getting him going. I know he didn't have a lot of success Saturday night against Jackson State.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, Devion brings a different, unique skill set for us. He's able to run the football effectively.
Eddie, I meant Devon Starling. I'm sorry.
Oh, Devon Starling. Okay. That's the key. You know, is getting the passing game open, is getting their ball into the hands of our other playmakers so it opens up the running game. There's only so much we can really do when you're have one hand tied behind your back. You know, if the passing game is ineffective, you really can't do much in terms of the run game, and good teams will figure that out, like we saw against Jackson State. And we were, I think, 3 of 11, I think, for third downs. At third and nine or less, third and two, we're doing okay. We're pretty rock solid there, but it's that third and long situation where we are not very good right now, due to penalties, due to ineffective get behind the chains and not being effective on first and second down. And if we're able to at least keep the chains moving, staying ahead of schedule, getting the ball into our playmakers' hands. It will open everything up, and we're seeking to get more balance. And this is going to be a timely thing. For us, it's been, you know, we didn't have a spring. We didn't have a chance to install our stuff until training camp and throughout the summer, and now we're forced to play a regular game schedule. And pretty much we are in the phase of spring football for us. So, and that's like going to take a few weeks to really figure out who we have, what their strengths are, under pressure, and really cater to their strengths and find a way to put points on the board.
The John Merrick Classic, certainly a tradition. I know when you accepted the job, you spoke so much about that tradition, and certainly John Merritt is, you know, one of the Mount Rushmore for HBCU coaches in history. Just to be part of the John Merrick Classic has got to be pretty cool.
Oh, wow. I mean, let's just say this. You know, the Hall of Fame Classic was great. Southern Heritage Classic is great. Another John Merritt Classic for me. It's also awesome to be a part of. It is an honor to be to lead a team that he has led here for so many years that he was here, for the men that he has produced, the players that he's produced, the winning season that he's produced, and just his legacy. That's an honor for me to step in those shoes and to be in this situation.
Eddie, good luck Saturday against Kentucky State, John Merritt Classic, and I know running out on that field. I heard it a little bit in your voice what that's going to be like. Good luck Saturday. Yeah. Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Eddie George. Yeah, running out there.